Thank you. I love that audience track. Yes, it's gorgeous. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Comedic Cartoonist Podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Gregory. And here on the Comedic Cartoonist Podcast, it's for mature audiences, so be mature. Well, I scratch my butt. Okay, so today's hot topic. Today I'm going to talk about paying for podcasting, because apparently I'm in a bit of a rut. You might have noticed some of my episodes are kind of crazy and out of order lately. I'll get into all that here tonight. First, let's go ahead and just get into some quick news. Those of you that love the Power Rangers, I'm not a Power Rangers fan. I have friends that are. I kind of miss that generation. That's how it is. That's how it usually goes. But there's a particular character called Rita Repulsa on the show, and they are currently doing a film version of the Power Rangers. This particular character was casted by none other than Elizabeth Banks, which some of you may remember as the crazy lady with all the makeup announcing stuff in the Hunger Games. I know her as Mary from Zack and Mary Make a Porno, because that's one of my favorite films there. In comic book news, currently Superman's got new powers. Yeah, he can see waves. I'm not going to say any more about that. And if you've paid attention, currently out there, the new Superman movie, Batman vs. Superman, is out, and it's showing footage of Batman like fighting all these crooks in a warehouse. And someone out there took the clip and compared it to, they're like, I think I've seen this action sequence before, and you have if you've ever played any of the Batman video games made by Rocksteady and such, the Arkham ones. So it's literally like the same thing. So, well, I mean, you know, hey, you know, if you're gonna steal from the best, you know what I mean? Ugh. So anyway, that's what I've got in my news so far. Still a little bit too worried about that. Now that I've gone into the news, I forgot I need to talk about myself a little bit. It's time for me time. That's what it's all about here. Me. God damn it. No, I just usually like to talk about just what's kind of going on, so that way, you know, there's a person behind this voice that you're hearing. There's a person. It's me. It's named Marcus. Jesus. I'm drawing a lot more, which is good. Working on this comic, but I'm way behind deadline. Procrastination, in case you haven't heard my last episode, is my problem. I gotta get it in, I gotta get it done. And I'm probably gonna have to pull some all-nighters, which I know I'm probably gonna get guff from the old lady about that, because my wife doesn't really support my profession as a cartoonist and an artist and comedian and all that. She wants me to have that good old-fashioned regular Joe job, but, you know, I've done that shit. I gotta tell you, man, you work your ass off for a company, you drink the fucking Kool-Aid, and you spend so much of your life, you know, I mean, 5 days a week with 2 days off, or if you've got that. I mean, the jobs I worked nights, I worked weekends, I worked holidays. And you'll work this job and they'll fuck you up. You'll get fucked up in some way or another. And when you're fucked up, then, well, fuck you. And they kick you out the door and replace you with somebody else. And I'm just like, fuck, I'm done with that. I'd rather just work for me. Yes, I don't make much of a living as an artist. It's absolutely true. But I would rather do this than anything else. Honest to God. I'd rather go and sell my art at cons, because let's say I get 100 prints, which only cost me like $100. It's $1 a piece. So I take 100 prints for $100, and I sell them at $10 a piece. That's $1,000. I just turned 100, multiplied it, and now have 1,000. And that's, I'm like, I'd rather do that. Because I believe in my artwork, I believe in what I have, and I believe in what I do. And so I don't get into it like too many other folks out there. It's the emphasis we put on things is just different. It's one thing I've learned from listening to the elderly, listening to my elders, because that's what you should do. Listen to your elders. And the advice from the elders is this:
don't waste your life doing something you hate. Because then you're just going to bring that hate wherever you go, and it's just going to tear apart your whole world. What you need to do is find something you love, and then it's not work. You got to find something that makes you you. Get out of there and do it. Jim Henson had some fucking puppets, and Walt Disney had some goddamn kooky cartoons. Look what they've done. Look what they've accomplished. You can do it too. And that's the advice from the elderly.
Ugh. No, it's, like, currently, just in the whole realm of like, support, like I said, my wife is not a big supporter. Trying to get her on board, but it's tough. And, so, my wife works for the government, very hush-hush. And so, she wants me to go to her office tomorrow for lunch, bring the kiddo, dress up, and, you know, go and have lunch with her and the officials. My complication with that is, I have no problem with it, it's cool, but what I hate is that whenever I go, the first question, this is just a thing with guys, I don't know what it is, but the first question people ask you is, what do you do? And me, I would just say, you know, I draw comic books. You know, that's what I do, I draw comic books and stuff. And I don't make much, like a few thousand a year, you know, but it's a really part-time job. And that would just be the honest to God truth. When I ran that past my wife, she didn't like it too much. She wants me to pull out the old graphic designer card and have that be my job. Yay. For me. man, it's just... I mean, I don't mind saying that. You know, and I can just kill the whole conversation there, but it's just not true. It's a fucking lie. I don't do graphic design anymore. You want to know why? I don't like it when people don't fucking pay me. I can't even tell you how many times I gave such discounts to people and worked with people, and it's like everyone just wants to pay you in favors and shit, and scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. And I'm just like, well, what are you scratching me with there, honey? Is it gold dust? I hope. Or are you scratching me with $100 bills that you can later shove in my pants? You giving me that? No. I mean, there were some jobs that, like, the budget was like $500 and they paid me $100. You know, and they pocketed the rest. That kind of shit. Fucking unbelievable. Or there's some people that, you know, are like friends. And I'll do work for them and then they won't pay me, and then when I bring it up, you know, months later, they'll be like, oh, well, I paid you. No, you didn't. Oh, yeah, I sent you a check. And I'm like, well, can you show me where this check was cashed? Oh, yeah, sure, and then I never hear from them again. They don't return my calls or my emails. That's why I don't do shit for people. I don't do art, commercial art anymore. It's fucking bullshit. You're either selling your soul for a fucking product you don't care about, diving into it in such a way that it takes up your entire life. Or you're, you know, doing freelance and you're just getting fucked in another way. I just had really bad experiences with it, and I'm just like, you know what, if I'm going to create art, I'm just going to do it for me and see where it goes. And hopefully something comes along, we'll see what happens. But with the Comic-Cons, I've got something set. I can make money off that. I found a way to make money off my art. I know what to do. And this con, I don't have to pay anything. This, my buddy, he's paying for everything. He's paying for the table. He's paying for the shirts. The only thing I got to pay for is my own prints. He's even helping me with, like, the bags and the display and the banners and shit. It's like, fuck, I don't have to pay shit. I just have to show up with some stuff. That's it. That's all I got to fucking do. So, all right. That's what I can do. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep doing it. And the wife don't support it, well, fuck it. What else? What are you gonna do? Go find another husband? Marry a lawyer. I can live out of a box. And on that, let's get into the hot topic.
It's your
hot topic, hot topic, hot topic tonight. Topic in your mouth.
Hey, you suck.
So, podcasting, yes, that's what I'm talking about. I don't like to particularly talk about what it is that I'm doing. It's like a, you know, reading a book about a writer or something, writing a book, you know. My complication is this. When I started this, it was just kind of a way to kind of get myself out there, to kind of give myself an open mic and really just kind of connect with people in a way and give them my two cents in some areas and overall just have fun. But it's, I didn't realize that there were all these limits everywhere I go, because it seemed like all these places were hosting, you know, podcasts, and it was all free and sign up here and sign here and free. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. But you don't realize is that they're giving you storage limits, and those storage limits range. I was at SoundCloud.com and they gave me 200 megabytes. So that was too small. So I went to Podomatic.com, which is where I'm at right now, but they gave me 500. So I'm at a limit again. So I found a place that hosts, but it doesn't do the links with iTunes. It doesn't do the RSS feed. So, and that's archive.org. And archive.org is just basically a giant library. So, you know, they're not really, you know, you won't get some fancy template like you will at Podomatic or Libsyn or some of the other places. And I've actually emailed these people. I went to Libsyn, because this was what's weird about Libsyn.com. Libsyn. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I don't know. But they do some big name podcasts. And so I looked at their price range, and it's $5 a month for 50 megabytes. I'm like, what? See, my shows are around 30 minutes long, and you got to average around one minute equals a megabyte in sound. With video, it's like a gig. In video, it's like 5 minutes equals a gig, I think. Depending. So anyway, I'm trying to find a way to get my episodes on there. So with Podomatic being my main source, I have to limit how many episodes I can put up. So I'm doing about 10 on Podomatic and then putting the rest on archive.org. I got a link there on iTunes and on the Podomatic site, so that way people will know. But I want to get this all in one place instead of having to constantly, you know, do all this crazy shit. So I went to Libsyn and I sent him an email, and I was like, hey man, $5 for 50 megabytes is kind of shit. Can you change it and make it like $5 for, like, I don't know, 100? Or, you know, because it's $15 for 250 with them, which I think is fucking stupid too, because I'm like, I can get 500 for $8 over here at Podomatic, which I don't want to stick with that. I don't want to pay for hosting, because here's the thing. Even if I do that, let's say I do the $8 a month, I only get 2 gigs of space. What happens when I run out of that? I gotta upgrade again and buy more? Fuck this shit. Archive.org does it all for free, so I'm just gonna do it there. But here's the thing, I gotta get the RSS feed in order to make all this shit work, so that way iTunes can link it. Now, what one guy did, he said, this is what you do. You put all the stuff on Archive, just like you're doing. But what you do is you create like a blog that will give you the RSS feed that you need, like blogspot.com or Blogger. He said, do that because they do it for free. And then when you link it up in iTunes, you link up something specific to where you link it up to the tags. And if the tag on the blog post that you put has podcast in it, then it will address to that link, which will then go to archive.org attached to that episode. I think I have that right. I'm not for certain. It's real fucking confusing. I don't fully understand it. But I think that's it. I think that's how it works. But you see the shit you have to do just to get stuff for free? It's fucking insane. It is absolutely fucking insane to have to deal with this kind of crap. So I'm like, what do I do? Lower my episodes to like 10 fucking minutes and work with that? Or start doing a fucking vlog and just put up a camera so I can put this shit on YouTube? Because YouTube's fucking free. I can make money doing this shit on fucking YouTube. If I went fucking video vlog, dressed myself up and put up a fucking backdrop behind me, I could just do that shit. You know, maybe that's what I will fucking do. Why the fuck not? I don't care. I mean, it's not like, you know, it won't be great lighting or great sound or anything. I mean, we'll have great sound, of course, because there's always great sound here on the Comedic Cartoonist Podcast. with my giant blue ball fucking snowball microphone here. Maybe that is a way that I might have to go, but I don't know. I mean, I don't want to do that because, you know, video, it just takes more time, and I don't want to fucking deal with it. I just want to be able to do this and do the sounds, because when you do video, you know, you got to have little special effects there and shit. I'm sure I could figure it out. I mean, hell, internet, you can learn fucking anything these days. But I don't know, I just didn't want to have to go through all that. Just felt that was nuts and that was crazy, and it's just little, I don't know. No, I just don't know what to do in that case. It's really just kind of driving me nuts. I just really think that if places should give you a monthly storage instead of a monthly bandwidth, like a monthly storage. And I'm like, if you're going to give someone 500 megabytes, why not give them a bigger rate? And I've noticed a lot of podcasts are having the same problem. So maybe it's time to move on from podcasting. Maybe it's time to go in video and make a YouTube channel. I don't know. It's not like a lot of people listen to this show anyway. I think I'm in the top 400 on Podomatic.com. I don't even know if that's high or if it even matters. Plus, it's like a lot of the popular podcasts are usually by people who already have some kind of a career going and all that good stuff, and they have a lot of celebrity interviews. So it's, I don't know, we'll see what happens, but I mean, video can be the same way, but I don't know, video's different. I think I should talk about that next week, because I've seen a lot of YouTube videos that just, to me, don't make any, they make sense because they're targeted for kids, but they don't make sense to me as an adult, because it's just people playing with toys and shit. Like, my kid, you know, I let her, like, watch, like, the kid YouTube, so that way there's not any dirty videos or anything. She doesn't come across anything bad or, like, cussing and stuff. And when I'm doing it, when I'm watching it, she's got these shows where people are just playing with toys, and somehow they make money off this shit. And they're fucking terrible. I'll go into that next week. But right now, it's trying to avoid paying for podcasting, which seems almost incredibly difficult. But there is a way, through archive.org, and trying to do this. And you just do a couple Google searches, and I'm sure you could probably figure it out on your own. I'm having to figure it out on my own. And we're going to see how it goes. Because, like I said, I don't really want to do video because of all the trouble with it. You know, I got to set up a camera and have lights and all that shit. I'm not really into that crap. Plus, you know, I kind of got a face for radio. I don't think anyone really wants to see me and my ugly fucking mug. Plus, I mean, it's not really interesting. I mean, it's my fucking office, you know. You're going to see a pile of books, you know, a bookcase behind me and some fucking posters and, like, my certificate from the Church of the Latter-day Dude for becoming an ordained minister. I'm very proud of that, by the way. It only took me about 5 minutes online. You can do it, too. Go ahead and check it out. You can actually become an ordained minister and do weddings and shit. It's absolutely true. They had a whole thing set up. It's awesome. Dudism. Check it out. But for right now, so things are going to be changing for me as far as the podcast goes. I'm going to get this figured out. It's going to take me some time, but I'll figure it out. So just hang in there with me. Worst case, I'll just have to make an announcement before every show that if you want to hear the old episodes, please go to archive.org. There is a link in the description. Other than that, I hope everyone out there is doing okay. I know a lot of things are going crazy. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up. I know I got to do something. But you know what's funny? Valentine's Day, this is the weekend that the movie Deadpool opens and The Walking Dead, you know. Well, I mean, for some people it's a date in heaven, but not for my fucking lady. Because we were talking about going out to the movies and stuff, and I know it's going to be some fucking chick flick shit, and she's going to fall asleep, and I'm going to end up watching it. Because if I pay for a movie, I'm going to fucking watch it. I don't care how bad it is or terrible it is. I fucking paid for this movie. I am fucking watching it. And sometimes I want my money back, but I can't get it. That's why I don't feel bad about pirating. But you didn't hear that here. Anyway, y'all have a wonderful Valentine's Day. I'm cutting this episode short because I don't have much of a rant and a whole lot of news. Tonight's music, I'm going to throw a little bit of a curveball at you. I'm not going to tell you about it, but I just think that this song, in some ways, just is perfect for this holiday season. Y'all have a great. I'll see you next Friday.